This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media on this 21st day of October, a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated. Drew, tell me about the weather forecast for the Midwest as producers begin to think about wrapping up harvest, certainly in the eastern Corn Belt and, gosh, maybe even the western Corn Belt as well.
Well, it certainly looks favorable for a while. We don't have a lot of precipitation on the charts in the eastern Midwest in particular. The western Corn Belt is going to get involved with some showers and thunderstorms, and because of that, there will be some disruption to farming activity, and this will occur mostly as we go through the day tomorrow and into Friday. The precipitation in the eastern Midwest will follow shortly thereafter, occurring Friday into Saturday. There may be a little bit of rainfall, maybe on Thursday evening, right at the Mississippi River, but for the most part, the next couple of days will still be good for field work in the east. And even when it does rain in the east, the amounts are going to be very light, probably not much more than, oh, maybe a tenth of an inch upwards to 4 or 5 tenths of an inch. In the eastern area, the western areas will probably see rain totals that will run a little bit more significantly, of maybe a quarter to three quarters of an inch, with some amounts locally up to an inch or an inch and a half. So we'll see some disruption, but it's not. It's going to be very good for winter wheat across the region, and I think it's worth the sacrifice for a short-term disruption to harvesting for that purpose.
All right. So if we're looking at a nice little rainfall, honestly, we'd like to have some cooler temperatures so that anhydrous ammonia could go on safely at this point. Need soil temperatures down below 50 degrees, and I would suspect maybe not until at least after November 1st for those anhydrous rigs to run anywhere across the Corn Belt. And there will be some argument there, but that's the new easy button for that. So when will we get temperatures low enough to make that happen?
Well, I think we're probably a couple of weeks away. We'll have some short-term bouts of cooler air coming all around, but we're still in this warm weather mode, and it may take a little while for us to get into a more persistent cooler bias, but it's not too far away. You know, these temperatures we're seeing right now are well above average, and as we move deeper into November, it becomes more and more difficult to get these kinds of deviations from normal. And as normals turn cooler, obviously we'll be cooler with the extremes as well. So I'd say probably 2 weeks, sometime around mid-November, things should start getting a little bit better.
Any reason to worry that El Nino impact now, which I think may be the drier conditions, maybe not, will really have an impact on the 2016 season?
I don't think we'll see that because the majority of the El Nino phenomenon will actually make it very wet across the lower parts of the Midwest, the Delta and the southeastern states, southern plains here, I think, this year. I'm kind of merging the El Nino phenomenon with the 18-year cycle, and we should see plenty of moisture across those areas. The areas that probably have a little bit more difficult time getting moisture around is probably going to be in the uppermost parts of the Midwest, and especially the northwestern U.S. plains. As we get into spring, I think we'll have a very active southern branch of the jet stream. There'll be a lot of moisture down there, and we will still have potential to turn dry later in 2016, but it is something that will happen quickly over the summer, and I don't think we'll have to deal with dryness in the spring. It'll be more the opposite, I think.
Thanks so much, Drew.
Have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, and that wraps up the Closing Market Report.